Hi, and thank you for downloading this podcast from Millpool Hill Church, Birmingham. God, where are you? One lunchtime, late in 2010, I was called into the senior pastor's office and told that due to the economic downturn, I was to lose my staff position at the church as an associate pastor and lead evangelist. When those words were given to me, I felt gutted. Hey, this was supposed to be my friend, the senior pastor who had just told me I was being made redundant. I felt let down. I'd worked so hard to be a team player in that church. I felt anxious. How was I now going to provide for my family? I felt confused. Didn't God call us to Swindon? I walked out of the church building and literally looked up to the heaven and said, God, where are you? Have you ever asked that question, God, where are you? The person who has incurable cancer certainly has. The person who's just lost their job has probably asked that question. The parents who have just lost a child for an overdose with drugs has asked the question. The person looking down at the exam questions and not knowing the answers has asked the question, God, where are you? Help me. And the person broken down on the motorway often asks the question, God, where are you? God never sends us into a situation alone. He's gone before us. He stands beside us. He is with us. And Christians may sometimes feel lonely, but the truth of the matter is, we are never alone. King David faced many difficulties, and I'm sure at times he might have felt alone, just like the rest of us. But King David also knew that God was with him. And he wrote Psalm 139, and part of that psalm he says, I can never escape from your spirit, Lord. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. The Apostle Paul understood that you couldn't get away from God, that God was omnipresent, meaning he's all present everywhere. And in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, Paul says, we live and move in him. We can't get away from him. Have you been recently asking the question, God, where are you? Well, God says, I am ahead of you. You see, the truth is this, God is always ahead of us. Psalm 139:5, you go before me. Jesus said, I am the way. And that means he can guide us along the very best path for our lives. The Bible says in Psalm 37, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in our way. How does God order or direct our steps? Well, he does it primarily through his word, the Bible. You see, when we open up the Bible, we discover what we call the will of God. We discover the things that God wants us to do. Things like putting our trust and faith in Christ as our Saviour. Things like loving people and forgiving them just as God loves and forgives us. Things like following Jesus and making a decision to be a disciple of Christ. Things like praying. Things like coming to church and singing God's praises. We discover as we read the Bible that God orders our steps through what he has said in the Bible. We also are guided and directed in life through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit urges us and prompts us and helps us and whispers in our ear for things to do and to say just at the right time. Sometimes God orders our steps not only through his word and the Holy Spirit, but through wise counsel of experienced Christians, and also at times through good old common sense. Jesus said, follow me. How do you follow somebody? Well, you go behind them in the sense that they're going in front of you. In Exodus 23, God says, I'm sending my angel before you to lead you safely to the land I have prepared for you. Some of us may feel nervous about the future, our health, our jobs, our finances. And with this coronavirus at the moment, this crisis that is affecting the whole world, we're asking the question, will things ever be the same? Well, I want to say the future of the church and the future for every individual Christian, and that is everyone that has put their trust in Christ, the future is bright. Why? Because God has already gone on before us. God is the future as much as he is today. Deuteronomy 31 says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor forsake you." Somebody once wrote, "The will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. The will of God will never take you where the arms of God cannot support you. The will of God will never take you where the riches of God cannot supply your needs. And the will of God will never take you where the power of God cannot strengthen you." You ask the question, "God, where are you?" And God says, "Fear not, I am ahead of you." But then also God says, "I am behind you." You see, the truth is, God is not only ahead of us, but he's also behind us. Psalm 139 verse 5 says, "You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head." Now, this truth speaks of two things worth considering. We don't have to live in fear of being stabbed in the back. You see, God watches our back. He will protect us as we keep going forward in the will of God. When Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, in chapter 6 of his letter, he tells them that they're to stand in their faith in Jesus Christ, to stand strong in their faith in God, and to put on the whole armour of God. And part of our armour is a shield. It's a shield of faith. And so basically what Paul's saying is, if you live the life of faith in Christ, it's like a shield all around you. And when the enemy sends fiery darts of accusations and condemnations and cruel words towards you, those darts will, and the arrows will just bounce off you. Why? Because you have this shield of faith all around you. You are shielded by God Almighty. He is in front of us, but he's also behind us, and he is our shield. And we don't have to live in the fear of past wrongdoing and sin. You see, with God behind us, our past has been dealt with when we put our trust in Christ as our Saviour. Our past has been washed away through the powerful blood of Jesus Christ. The BBC programme Spooks, as a spy programme, was quite interesting. At times, the spooks, the spies, would go into a house and they would maybe carry out some kind of operation. And then after they've done that, they would send in the cleaners, and the cleaners would go in and they would clean everything, literally putting everything back in the right place and removing fingerprints and all sorts of things. So when another spy agency would come in, they would find no trace that the British Secret Service had been in that place. So there are cleaners removing all trace of any incident. And I'm glad that God is behind us, and as he comes up behind us, he is able to literally clean up our lives, and we don't leave that messy trail. You see, we all make mistakes in life because none of us are perfect, and we all have an attitude that is wrong at times, and we all do wrong actions, and that's what sin is. And we often do these things not always on purpose, but we are sinful by nature. But thank God this morning that God is forgiving. You see, we all make mistakes and we leave a messy trail behind us. Lynn, sometimes when she goes from our bedroom downstairs to the laundry, she'll carry a big kind of handful of dirty socks and shirts and all sorts of things. And she'll often say to me, "Can you follow me down to the laundry?" Why? Because sometimes she's got this big handful of dirty linen that needs to be washed, and something might fall on the floor. And so I follow her and I pick up the dirty things that she drops. And so I am then, in a sense, going behind her. And in life, sometimes we leave a messy trail, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. God is before us, but he's coming behind us also. And the Bible says if we confess our sins to him, if we admit our wrongdoing, our bad actions and our wrong attitudes, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You ask God, where are you? And God says, I love you and I'm following behind you. So God is before us and he's behind us. But God also says, I'm above you. You see, the truth is, God is enthroned above all things. He watches over us. In Genesis chapter 28, God said to Jacob, who was a young and scared young man who had run away from home, God reassured him and said, I will be with you and I will protect you wherever you go. I will someday bring you safely back to this land. I will be with you constantly until I finish giving you everything I promised. And when Jacob looked up to heaven, he saw God standing in the heavenlies, and there was a ladder from earth going up to heaven with angels going up and down on this ladder, and the glorious presence of God was there. And Jacob realized that his God was a God of promise, but his God was high and lifted up and lofty and above everything. God says, I am above you. So when facing difficulties, we've got to stop running around like the proverbial headless chicken. But it's time to look above worldly answers and start looking up to heaven's help. Psalm 121 says, I look up to the mountain. Does my help come from there? No, it doesn't. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not let you stumble and fall. The one who watches over you will not sleep. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never tires and never sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not hurt you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all evil and preserves your life. The Lord watches over you as you come and go, both now and forever. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four times in Psalm 121, God says that he watches over us. And to watch over us means that he is high and exalted and he is above us and he sees all things. You see, the bottom line is this: God is above everything and he is constantly watching over us. You ask, God, where are you? And God says, fear not, I am watching over you. But God also says, I am beneath you. You see, the truth is this: God is also beneath us, upholding us. We don't have to live in the fear of our enemies pulling the rug from beneath us. We don't have to live in fear of falling, for underneath us are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33, the eternal God is your refuge. His everlasting arms are under you. The hymn writer said, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. We've all heard, I think, the poem written many years ago by a lady who had a dream. And in this dream, she saw herself walking along the beach. And as she walked along the beach with the Lord, she saw the footprints in the sand, and she saw two pairs of footprints, one for her and one for God. And then she noticed something. When she went through the most trying and difficult moments in her life, the footprints in the sand were no longer two, but just one pair of footprints. And she was puzzled by this, and she said, Lord, I thought you said you would be with me always, but I noticed that when I was going through the toughest times in my life, there was only one set of footprints in the sand. Why is that, when you said you would never leave me nor forsake me? And the Lord said, my precious child, it was during those difficult times that I picked you up and I carried you. We say, God, where are you? And God says, fear not, I am beneath you. I am the God that carries you and I am the one that upholds you. And we say, God, where are you? And God says, hey, I am inside of you. The amazing truth is this: God can live anywhere he wants to in the universe, but he's chosen to live inside of you and me. Now that's absolutely amazing and awesome. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, it pleased God to tell his people that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. For this is the secret, Christ lives in you. And this is your assurance that you will share in his glory. We live in a world battered by dark forces of evil. The outside pressure is great, yet we're not crushed, for God is far mightier than any other, and he lives in us. Have you ever looked at a plane flying at 33,000 feet and wonder, how can those people be safe up there? They're so high up in the sky. Well, they're safe firstly because the pilot is highly trained and he knows what he's doing. And they're safe because secondly, the cabin is pressurized, protecting the passengers. Cabin pressurization is a process in which conditioned air is pumped into the cabin of an aircraft or spacecraft in order to create a safe and comfortable environment for passengers and crew flying at high altitudes. Airplanes are pressurized because the air is very thin at the altitude they fly. 33,000 feet, that's high, and the air is so thin. And to prevent all these complications, the cabins of many aircraft are pressurized to near sea level pressure, which makes breathing in an airplane about the same as breathing at sea level. We live in a world where there are many anxieties and stressful events. We often come under intense pressure, but we're not destroyed. We find that we can keep calm and carry on because the presence of God in our lives has the same effect as the air pressurizing in an airplane cabin. 1 John 4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." With the Holy Spirit working in our lives, God can literally do anything through us. That's why Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now glory be to God by his mighty power at work," where? Within us. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we could ever dare ask or hope. Jesus promised his disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit to live in them. He said, "After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You will receive power." And we say, "God, where are you?" And God says, "Fear not, I am inside of you." Hey, that's so close. That's so wonderful. Where is God? Well, he's ahead of us. He's behind us. He's above us. He's beneath us. He's inside of us. Ahead of us because he wants to guide us and take us forward in his plan and purposes. Behind us because he's able to pick up those things we drop and clear up the mess that we leave behind. He's able to watch our backs. He's above us. He's watching out for us. He's looking over us. He's protecting us. He's beneath us. He's upholding us by his mighty power. And he's inside of us, giving us power and victory. If you've not done so already, right now would be a good time to have that assurance of God in your life. You see, God comes to us through his son Jesus. Choose Jesus and you receive forgiveness. Choose Jesus and you'll enjoy the eternal life he promises. Choose to follow Jesus and live for him. If that's your choice today, to follow Jesus, to receive him as your Lord and Savior, why don't you now bow your head with me and pray this little prayer. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I gladly welcome you into my life right now. Forgive me for my sin, my wrong actions and attitudes. Thank you, Jesus, for dying in my place on the cross. Thank you for the promise of forgiveness and new life, which I now receive from you in faith. Jesus, I truly believe in you and ask you to come into my heart. I now confess you as my Lord and Savior, and I thank you for saving me. Hey, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you. We would love to be able to pray for you and encourage you. So please do get in touch with us. And you can do that through the contact page on our website, www.millpoolhill.com. Please do get in contact with us. But you're asking the question, God, where are you. God, where are you right now? And God says, I am ahead of you. I am behind you. I am above you. I am beneath you. And I want to live inside of you. So choose Jesus. And in doing that, you'll know that God's presence is living inside of you. And when he's living inside of you, what a great life you can have. I hope that this message has blessed you and encouraged you and inspired you. May God bless you. And thank you for listening.